I may have mentioned this last year, but I happen to be in Lublin today, and maybe I'll get a chance to visit the cave of the Heiliger Rabsadik HaKoyen of Lublin, who said the following. Tzkab Shayfa Godel Chereseinu is, as we know, based on the Pasuk, V'hayo Bayom Ahu Yutaka B'Shayfa Godel, and it will be on that day the great Shayfa will blast. V'hayiv Dimeretz Ashur V'anidach Dimeretz Mitzrayim. Says Reb Tzadik something incredible. What is this Shayfa Godel? It's the sum total of every single cry of every Jew that's ever lived through the Galus, crying out to Hashem. Hashem puts them all together and creates a Shayfa Godel. And the power and the energy of this collective cry of the Jewish people will awaken and inspire even the most assimilated, even the least interested, even the least connected Jew, until they too calm down, calm up, v'yishtachavu Hashem bar HaKodesh, to bow down to Hashem in this holy mountain. And that's it. These kol tzakos, these cries, are essentially all of those thoughts of tshuva that all the Jewish people have ever had. That's really what the Shofar is all about. The Shofar is all about tshuva. And again, this creates this Shofar blast that is going to inspire Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. It will impact the whole world. And therefore, every time a Jew moans and cries about their own shortcomings and their own avodas Hashem, about where we're not holding, how we're not holding where we'd like to be holding, essentially what we're doing is we're actually contributing to this Shofar Godel. It's unbelievable. Our yearning, our striving, our desire to grow, our realization that we're not where we're meant to be and therefore the Gula isn't here, is actually contributing to this Shofar Godel that will reverberate around the world to inspire each and every Jew to come back home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're creating the Gula through our yearning. We're creating the Geula through our sighs. What an incredibly inspiring and empowering thought. We think the fact that we might have shortcomings in Avodas Hashem, that's pushing the Geula away. But in fact, when we realize that there are shortcomings and that we have areas in our life where we can grow, and there's a sense of brokenness about that, about us, we're actually contributing to the Geula itself. We're creating this Kol Shofar, this sound of inspiration, this sound of clarity, of yearning, of tshuva, that will literally have the ability to bring Klal Yisrael home. Of course, all of this has the ability to be ma'arvev the Satan. It confuses the Satan. Stops the Satan from accusing against the Jewish people. Because the Satan will say, ach, what are you worth? You're no good anyway. This is the Satan, this is the Yetzer Hara, it's the Malach HaMavis, it's all the same thing. He says, your shortcomings, ta, you're stopping the Geula. And that's why it's Ma'arav of the Satan, because it's not true. When we wail, when we moan, when we krechts, but where we should be holding and we're not, we're actually contributing to this Kol Shofar, these Hirhurei Tshuva, that will indeed reverberate around the world and impact the souls of the entire Jewish people.